Several recent events have spurred lots of dialogue across the United States, especially on college campuses, about free speech, inclusion, and differences of ideas. And at MSU, a new initiative is launching with the goal of addressing these topics, called Building Inclusive Communities. Paulette Granberry Russell, Senior Advisor to the President for Diversity and Director for the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives, is here to talk about this new campaign. Welcome, Paulette, and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Jennifer, and thank you for an opportunity on behalf of our office, Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives, and Michigan State University to talk about what it means to build inclusive communities.
What is that? What is building inclusive communities, and why is it important that MSU has this type of initiative?
Well, you may recall, and perhaps others who are listening are unaware of this, but in 2014, Michigan State University launched a year-long conversation on civil and human rights. And it was at that time identified as Project 6050 because it was building on the 60th anniversary of the Brown v. Board of Education, desegregation of public education, as well as the signing 50 years of after the signing of the Civil Rights Act in of 1964. And we chose to use those two landmark historical moments in this country as a way of acknowledging as much progress as we'd made, there was still progress ahead of us. And that part of that is the need for us to acknowledge and talk more about our differences. But incorporated within that are issues related to how we create a more inclusive community, both here at Michigan State, I think locally in our regional area, the state, and we would also say globally.
So talk to us a little bit about how Spartans can find resources about making their community inclusive, whether it's right here on campus or wherever they may be in the world.
Well, I think we have to go back to something that I just mentioned, and that is how do we, across differences, engage with each other effectively. And what we have found as a result of our efforts in 2014 and 15, and actually it went beyond that. I think with Project 6050, one of the successes of that was engaging the community in difficult conversations around those things that we typically think divide us, but what we found is that we share so much in common. And so for us, we're continuing to build on that legacy. And what better way to define it than building inclusive communities? And it really is an opportunity for us as both as individuals and as a campus community and beyond to sort out ways that we can bridge our differences, ways that we can build on the strengths of our differences as opposed to seeing them as things that divide us. And so not everyone is comfortable, though, in having those kind of conversations. And through our office and through this initiative, our goal is to create kind of a comfort with the uncomfortable conversations that we need to continue to have.
Now, on the Office for Inclusion's website, there are a variety of resources and information and ways to kind of feel supported within the MSU community, but also kind of bridge these differences. And can you talk to some specific examples of what people can look to on your website for resource?
The most obvious might be events on this campus that are either purposely identified as ways in which we can support the diversity that's here on our campus and beyond our campus. There are specific programs that will be identified as programs that support building inclusive communities. I would encourage folks to go to the MSU Office for Inclusion's website. We have an events calendar that's specifically there for this purpose, and we are being very intentional in ways that we identify ongoing campus events that support our goal and our effort. But in addition to that, certainly among our students and among our faculty and staff, there's a certain discomfort sometimes in how do I help others? How do I help myself have these difficult conversations? Not all of us have the skill set that we might believe we need in order to facilitate that kind of conversation. And so we will be hosting on that website resources for building inclusive communities, for example, in the classroom, in the residence halls, through intercultural dialogues and facilitated dialogues on racial literacy, through a team of experts that we have here within the Office for Inclusion, but certainly on our campus. One of the more immediate needs is how to address hot button issues when they either occur in the classroom or outside the classroom. It is a skill oftentimes for us as individuals to communicate with each other. Sometimes it's being able to understand that I may have said something inadvertently that offended another individual, and what do I do in that moment? How do I recover from that? And sometimes it's something as simple as saying, I'm sorry. And understanding that it's okay in that moment sometimes to apologize for having created a sense of discomfort, an offense, and helping people to understand that as much as you may find discomfort in this, it's essential if we're going to build inclusive communities.
We are talking with Paulette Granberry-Russell, Senior Advisor to the President for Diversity and Director of the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives at Michigan State University. And we're talking about a new campaign here called Building Inclusive Communities. Paulette, the resources that you just mentioned that live on the Inclusion website, which is www.inclusion.msu.edu, those can extend beyond the campus community. Those are really for anyone, Spartans anywhere, to use.
And in fact, what we're hoping is not only those who are members of our campus community currently, but certainly our alums, and those who are Spartans by sensibility, that may not have graduated from MSU, but they love us. Our goal is that they will find, as others, their way to our website, because I think this notion, this goal of creating a more inclusive environment wherever we are is essential. And I think most of us, I want to believe based on my own experiences, that the vast majority of us as individuals or as communities believe that our differences truly are our strengths, that they do not have to divide us, and that for those who have that as a value, just as we have it as one of our core values, that you'll see the goals that we're aspiring to achieve in terms of being more inclusive as a community, you'll join us.
I think sometimes, too, that it's difficult to recognize all of the inclusion efforts that we already have. A lot of it is about awareness. So once people start to become aware of the efforts that we have, does that help kind of bridge any gaps or any differences?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because at Michigan State University, we often talk about Spartans' will. Now, how did the notion of Spartans' will evolve? It evolved by virtue of, I think, a very creative communications and brand strategy that was initiated by Michigan State as a way of raising the profile of who we are, both as a campus community, but as Spartans, and acknowledging that Spartans will build bridges across differences. Spartans will see our differences as assets. Through Spartans will, we recognize that even though we're different, we are together, that we are part of one community, and that's a community of Spartans. We have chosen to build on that notion of Spartans will and embed within our messaging Spartans will build inclusive communities. Who will build inclusive communities? Spartans will. You know, and sometimes it's just through repetition of message that people begin to understand and appreciate, oh, Michigan State University, well, it's a diverse campus community. It's talking about inclusion as something that's important for them. You know, that's something with which I can identify with. That's what truly makes me a Spartan. That's consistent with my values. And I think the more that we can communicate that that truly is a part of who we are as Spartans, I think more we can do to actualize it through changes in behaviors, ways in which we engage with each other, the ways in which we support each other. even though we may disagree with each other, which is fine. And I think that's the other part of the value in acknowledging the need for us to become a more inclusive space. My differences may be based on my religious differences. They may be based on my political differences, my value differences, my beliefs. I think the fact that the two of us are sitting in this room, I see you as very different from myself, but I understand as a result of some conversations that we have that we share certain things in common. And even though fundamentally I may disagree with you on some things, I can still have a relationship with you, and a respectful one and a civil one. And that is certainly at the heart of what we hope to do with this initiative.
So we talk about the phrase, the word inclusion, when we talk about the phrase building inclusive communities. That word is used a lot, and I don't know if everyone quite understands what it means, myself included. What does that mean, especially in the context of a campus or a university setting? What does inclusion, what does it mean? What are some actionable items that we as a community can take to make sure that we have that?
You know, oftentimes people conflate or confuse diversity and inclusion. And one of the things that we do through our office, and I certainly believe others do as well, is help individuals to understand, and certainly the campus community to understand, that the two are very different. Diversity is a fact. It is. Over the course of our history, which is about access as a land-grant institution, it's been about diversity. And so, but it doesn't necessarily equate to me necessarily feeling that how I identify or the ways in which I exist in the world is always valued and respected. And I think our history reflects that. And I think even today in current times, when we think about the things that divide us, that means somehow that perhaps my voice isn't respected or that my presence at the table isn't always welcomed. And our goal is one that I have identified as more aspirational to date, which is to become a more inclusive space where even though I may be different and identify differently as you or my values and beliefs are different, that I am respected regardless of how I might identify or the values and beliefs that I have.
What does the future of the Building Inclusive Communities campaign look like? What kind of goals are we seeking to meet? What does it look like now that we have initiated, launched this campaign?
It means, at least from our efforts, that we can strive to be a more open community that recognizes that there are going to be tense times, okay? Conflict is just a natural state of being as well. Our differences define, I think, by virtue of those differences, that conflict and tensions will arise from that. But it doesn't have to mean that we do harm. And so our goal is to do more to create people's sensibility and understanding around the diversity that's here and what it means for us as a community, as that place that defines itself as the marketplace of ideas, which embraces this notion of both freedom of expression, freedom of speech, that even with those as a part of our core values, it is essential that we treat each other with respect, that we acknowledge those differences, that we do not have to do each other harm in the course of our everyday lives at Michigan State and beyond. Is it an ideal that is not one that we can achieve? I choose to believe that we can. And I know that there are plenty of folks who tend to agree with that as a possibility. So why not?
Well, thank you for all that information on the new Building Inclusive Communities campaign, Paulette. I appreciated having you on.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing for Michigan State University, Jennifer.
That is Paulette Granberry-Russell. She is the Senior Advisor to the President for Diversity and Director for the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives. For more information on MSU's new Building Inclusive Communities campaign, visit the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives website at www.inclusion.msu.edu. For MSU Today, I'm Jennifer Orlando.